here is the news. The death has occurred at his home in Venice of Sir Frederick Smaine, the well-known libertine.
Oh, dear.
He was 107.
Poor old fellow. In Venice, too.
And now tomorrow's weather.
Already? I can't cope with it.
Over most parts of England and Wales, it'll be fine and sunny, with temperatures in the 70s.
It's a sad world.
Further outlook continuing fine, warm and sunny.
This hot weather will be the death of fat old people who live at the top of hills.
And now, morning music on Gramophone Records.
I can't bear to think of them all struggling up the slope.
Music all the time. Have you nothing better to do than listen to the Wileys?
Not that I can remember. And what have you been doing with yourself?
No, I just wandered down to the pillar box.
That's nice.
I like to go down there every now and then and look at the collection. It makes a gay splash with the blue uniforms.
And the ceremony.
And the ceremony.
It's a busy life. Mm. Cup of tea, dear.
Well, that'd be nice, I suppose.
Nothing nicer than a nice cup of tea. In this house.
I wish I'd had the opportunities other men have had.
You haven't had the opportunities.
If only I'd been born in Shropshire.
Shropshire, yes. Well.
I could have set up business there.
There's plenty of rich men in Shropshire. Yeah. You never got the breaks.
I often think I might have done better if I'd kept off the milk.
The milk.
Sid kept off the milk. He's doing all right, isn't he?
It's the milk that kept you back.
Yes.
You'd have been a force in the land without the milk. It's all pasteurized these days.
And bottled.
And frozen.
And tinned. I wish I'd given it a miss.
Luck's been against us.
If only I'd had wings. I might have got about a bit more.
Wings would have helped you to see the world. Still, it's a busy life. There's plenty to be done. First thing in the morning, there's your teeth. Right away, there's your teeth to see to.
Then there's the laces.
The laces.
After the teeth, I sets about the laces.
The laces.
Threading them through as best I may.
Threading.
And then there's the actual tying.
Tying.
Gathering the two threads together into a knot.
A knot.
It all takes time.
Time. And then there's always the garden to sit in. There's plenty to be done. It's been a rich life.
If only I'd been born with more flesh on me, I might have done better. I might have got that job as the fattest man in the world.
You nearly got it as it was. All you lacked was the build.
No, I hadn't the flesh. People want to see great mounds of
mounds.
The stuff. All quivering on
quivering.
You. That's what held me back. I lacked the flesh.
You were the thinnest, fattest man in the world in the business. But you were well-liked.
I hadn't the flesh.
Fate was against you.
And then there's my name.
Your name.
If only I had a good name, I might have made a name for myself. Oh, it's what you need in show business, a glamorous name.
Name.
If only I'd been called something like Arthur Grangely.
Arthur Grangely.
Can't you see that up in lights?
Lights.
Come and see Arthur Grangely.
Grangely.
The fattest man in all the world.
Fattest.
I'd have got to the top with a name like that if only I'd been called Arthur Grangely.
Arthur Grangely. You are called Arthur Grangely.
That's what held me back.